everyone, this is Alexandra Metters of GalacticConnection.com. And for all of you that have never heard of us before, imagine that. Please check us out. We have so many different kinds of things on the website. You can check out our daily blog, which is 365 days a year. You can also check out all the cool options that we have for you. Everything from the implant removal series. We have a new product we're going to talk about today, a new service, I should call it, which is the spiritual past life clearing. We have, of course, my violet ray essences, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. This is an educational type interview today because there's just been way too many questions from so many of you around the world. And on top of that, we have just a whole bunch of other stuff to bring forth. We're going to talk to you about the temple and some cool announcements that we have, just a whole bunch of cool stuff. Now, I have Jerry Yesko with me. And Jerry, I think your video's frozen, but that's okay as long as I can hear you. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, cool. Okay. As long as everyone can see your face, even if it's frozen. Now, today I just want to start off by saying I really, really, really want to honor all of you guys for everything that we've been going through. The latest news is that something popped open and there were a slew of demonic spirits that covered the whole planet in the last 7 days. That's kind of been a little bit of intel that I've been getting lately. Kind of want to talk to Jerry about that. We've got just so many things that we want to cover, and I do want to bring Jerry forth because he's just got such a wealth of knowledge about what he's running into and what he's seeing, the patterns with people these days, what we're all going through, what we're experiencing, where are we stuck, where are we not stuck. So these are the things that would really – oh, there you go. You're here. These are the things that are really going to be assisting all of us with some answers to the questions that we have all the time going through our heads, like me. So everybody should know Jerry Yesko. He is basically like my brother, totally. Huh, Jerry?
Yes.
He puts up with me. Anyway, we were talking. We had a 12-hour conversation the other day, and we were
at least that long.
Yeah, we had a business meeting, and you know, it just kind of went from one thing to another. And I said, "Gosh, we really should have a interview for this." So I want to start out right now by just addressing a lot of the questions that people have, Jerry. And the first thing, I think we should just start out with the basics, and that is the implant removal series. You know, like, why do you recommend that everybody do all three? And you shared some really cool stuff with me that I didn't even know about. And in fact, everybody, just so you know, Reverend Pam Plache is the one that originally initiated this series. This was completely brought forth to her magically and divinely. And Jerry was just saying to me, he goes, "Gosh, I kind of wish people could just come in and do it the other way around, but it really doesn't work that way because we're in the third dimensional reality. So we need to take care of our physical implant situation right away." Now, Jerry, can you talk to us a little bit about how the three series, why they're so important? You know, what parts of the body are they hitting and affecting?
Okay, I've been doing this for a while for you now, as you know, and over time I have realized a pattern has come up between the IRP, the soul alignment, and the DNA activation. And what I learned is the IRP is basically the implants of the 3D and the etheric body. And when I go in and remove them all, or I disactivate them. And when I can't change something, because like I was telling you, people hold on to things, what we decide on doing is energetically changing the I guess it would be the component of what they're created from, and having it something that was non-benevolent that was hurting you to something benevolent that would help you. So if I find, like, if a military had put something inside your brain, and normally from the testings that I've done, most people have, at least 90% of the people I've done anyway, always have implants on the side of their heads, or in the front, or in the back of their head, around the neck area, or the brain stem. Those can be deactivated. Most of the implants are on the meridian lines of the body. Some are used for tracking. Some are used for control. And these are all basically implants that you've had through contact. So if you ever had contact, you basically have been implanted. Because sometimes you'll wake up and you'll notice that you'll have somewhere on your body three little dots, or maybe five little dots that you did not have before, I found out. And
Tell everybody, I thought this was a trip. Tell everybody about the implants and the differences of the implants between star systems. I thought that was pretty cool.
Okay. What I found out was also, they also, during the first RIP, they can also put implants in your astral body. If you astral project at night or go somewhere, they don't always need to tag your physical body. They can tag you or put implants in you when you are in an etheric state of energy, or even inside your avatar. And you will bring them back, because you have to physically align to your physical body when you come back in your spirit form or astral projection form. So you actually carry them over. That's why when you wake up, you'll find out sometimes that either you'll have a bloody nose, or you'll have marks on your body, or you might have a bump or something. And so when I have done the RRP, I found out implants are more than just one location. They can be physical, they can be etheric, and then the one place I didn't think that they could ever do it, but I found out, was in your essence.
Jeez.
There's a back door that they have went through. I've closed mine because I was attacked one time through the essence, which is the highest form of your being, highest form of energy. So now when I start doing the IRP, I do clean the body of any physical implants. If I cannot remove them, I deactivate them by either shattering them with a frequency, or you can also turn them to a different component from being a non-benevolent opponent that will hurt you to a benevolent opponent. But your spirit and I have to work together to get the body to agree what you want inside you.
Interesting.
And basically they just start dissolving at that point.
Wow. So do you find most of these implants very resistant to leave their host?
Some of them, yes, I have. I really have. On the aspect of whether you believe that they're good for you, what race they're coming from, and how long you've had them in you. Because some people have had these since childhood or teenagers, and it's part of their cellular memory.
And we were talking about how long implants have been around. Can you talk a little bit about that? That was pretty mind-blowing. By the way, your screen is frozen again.
Okay.
And everybody, folks, just bear with us. If the screen is frozen, you know why. We've been having already internet issues.
Okay. As far as I know about the implants, they've been around since the Anunnaki came. But they were also put in, before actual physical implants, they were put in through the DNA. And that's just basically been controlling us through our DNA since each incarnation, because it's inherent within the physical human body. That's why I was telling you, I think that we should start with the DNA first and get rid of that, and then the soul alignment, and then the IRPs.
Interesting, because so many people are so almost impatient, you know, and anxious to get the implants removed that, you know, it's not a very patient process for a lot of people.
Okay. Even though I do the implant removal with sound, with crystals, with pyramids, with energetic energy, and then actually working on myself, some people are going to find that when I do that, they might have residual effects to that, which means that, and this doesn't, it's not supposed to be this way, but remember I told you, if you hold on to something for a long time, it's like a person has their arm cut off, but they feel like they have a phantom arm.
Yeah.
Okay. People are going to feel that, and it depends whether it's in their physical body, their or their astral body. And you have to do both to clear them. So you have to look at both places.
So what you're saying is even after the removal, a lot of times they're going to still feel that there because it's been there for so long and it's like almost getting a leg chopped off. You still feel the you still feel the energetic imprint of it being there all along.
Yes.
Okay.
And I go back and I'll rescan them and I don't feel it. I don't see it.
Interesting. That's really interesting. So.
But now, remember, that's why the soul alignment and the DNA is so important, like I was telling you. Because what I have discovered about the DNA is the two DNA, the original DNAs, if they're actual etheric, depending on if it's military or what race it is, because all the races put their implants upon the meridian lines, basically. Okay?
Okay, and tell them about that. Tell them about the different star systems and their implants.
Okay, what I found out is the government is basically, when they work with military grades, are the most lowest in form.
Okay.
Theirs are the most biggest and not the easiest to find, but they basically do work at a higher frequency than most of the other ones. Like, if a military puts one in you, you can normally find it in some type of major main valve, or like the meridian lines, okay? The main meridian. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Your if a palladium puts an implant in you, they'll more or less do it in the etheric. Some of your tall white Zetas are your grays. Benevolent grays will put them in your physical as well because it's a way of tracking you. It's a way of identifying you. It's a way of knowing where you're at, just like if you had a GPS location on you. But there are some good things and bad things with implants.
Okay.
Sometimes they can remote control your actions by having through your avatar, if you wish to look at it that way. But all the problems is it, and this is where I was talking to you about, the more you become underneath technological control, sometimes the more you get away from your spiritual growth of what you can do.
Yeah, makes sense.
And that's why I told you that I have basically keep myself pure, because I want my natural talents as being a human being to come through, not being artificially induced by the aids of a mechanical machine.
Now, talk to the audience a little bit about what you've seen with people that are holding, for example, the positive implants from their star families? Like, you know, what your view is on that?
Well, mine is, and I'll speak personally. I know that I'm from Atlantis. Okay, because I've seen my past life. I met people that have seen me there. I remember coming here from there.
Right.
Okay, I'm from Sirius. Okay. But as I've reincarnated through this whole body all these times,
mm-hmm.
I realized that the indigenous species of this world were actually of a higher vibration because they were in tune to the nature of this planet. They were born from this planet. And that's basically what we had to do in order to be able to shift our energy to become part of this world. That's why we live in lower density. But at the time, this planet was not low density. When we first arrived here, it was actually pretty high for the indigenous species of this world because they had no natural predators. They lived in peace with everything. They weren't ruled by technology. They were living through the spirit of, if you want to look at it like the Native Indians used to do, okay?
Right.
And what I've learned to do is, I believe that as we're evolving at this point in time, from the Galactic Center, the energy I was telling you about that's coming in, we're individually separate from people in the aspect that we are responsible for our own spiritual growth.
Yes.
And if people don't wish to evolve, they won't. But if you wish to evolve, you have the best opportunity right now with all this new energy coming in to evolve as far as you can or become ascended if that's where you're headed to. And that's all by taking in, getting rid of that which does not serve. And to me, implants, DNA, not being aligned with the mind, body, subconscious, soul, and spirit, in essence, it's a deterrent from you reaching your highest potential of energy and actually resonant frequencies of what you can become by using your mind to the fullest extent of what it used to be in the beginning. And people talk about rainbow bodies of going back to the natural purity of light.
Yeah.
But the only way you can do that is not by being impeded by artificial implants or being an avatar, but by always learning how to be your true continental spiritual identity. You don't need an avatar or a artificial implant when you really start resonating to your true light of energy of which we were talking about that you wish to become.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
And when I work with people, that's what I try to tell their spirit. You can, if you don't want to get rid of these, then at least change the vibrational energy of their component so it works with your body instead of defeating you. Mm. And what I mean by that is, so you're underneath the influence or commands of an extraterrestrial race or even human. I find it strange sometimes that we believe that we need technology when, you know me, Alexander, I can tell you, if I see something in you, you know, they call me a medical intuitive, but I really can. I can see like an MRI machine sometimes or an X-ray machine.
Yeah, you can.
I can see auras, okay? I can see like the instruments that we produce. And that's all through my divine spirit of wanting to use my brain to the fullest extent. And everyone can do that, in my opinion.
Well, in fact, Jerry, tell everybody what you told me when I said, when we work together on the implant removal process, what is your biggest number one desire? And what did you tell me?
I told you so much, Alexander. But
you did.
And then after 12 hours of talking.
No, but what you said was you wanted to be the best healer possible on the planet.
Well, I keep saying this. It's I want to be a one-time healer. And people in my profession that do metaphysical think that's being arrogant. And then I told you, no, what I mean by that is, it's the energy transformation. If you came to me and you had implants in you, I want to remove them all at one time. And as you well know, we started working on people that now have cancer, they have leukemia, they have true medical diseases.
Yes.
And when I talk to my other constituents, they tell me, well, people are like onions, and you have to get to the core of why they got the disease and stuff. And I was telling you, yes, I understand that, but I'm not worried about the core until I get rid of the actual disease. And then we can start peeling away the layers of, like, the onions of why they got it. But the person at the time, like, through Theta Healing, and I really have respect for Theta Healing, you uncover layers of people to get to the core so they can release it.
Yes.
But some people don't understand that core, and it can take them a while to do that. A true healer, like what I wish to be, I go in directly after the cancer and destroying it. And then once I get rid of it, then talk to the person and say, let's look at the reason why you got this. So therefore you should not get it anymore.
That is just awesome. And in fact, I felt like one of the things that you shared with me was there's a paradigm within the healing community that states that, you know, you don't heal people without their permission. And can you share a little bit about that as to what your response was to that?
Yeah, my response is really simple. You do have the right to heal people without their permission. And that's an old dogma that they're teaching, but the new energy that's coming in, if we're to evolve to this higher energy that we claim that we wish to become, we have to start healing the diseases within people without their permission, because we cannot let their disease affect the whole population of the human race. You're not stopping the first person from holding on to their belief of getting a disease. What you're doing is you're killing the disease so it does not affect you or other people anymore. And you do have the right to go, I have the right to heal myself around you. Just like we right now say, I do not wish a smoker to be around me because I don't smoke. So why would I want to go around a person who has a disease that might or might not be able to affect me? Especially if I have the ability to clear that disease from them.
It's just a completely different perspective. And I really feel like it's going to continue to evolve in the healing community, because we are at a place where we need to become more proactive with all the darkness that's, you know, accumulated. We need to become even more assertive, I should say.
Well, here's the thing. As we go up in vibration and we truly walk in our mastery, we will gain different abilities, like I was telling you, like telekinesis, mental telepathy, the ability to transport our bodies from one place to the another. We'll be able to do all kinds of things, but it comes with the responsibility of truly walking in your identity of not wanting to hurt or harm anyone else. And as you gain in that energy, just like Buddha's energy could be seen for 50 miles away, or Christ, the same thing, the aura, you are going to project healing as you pass through people anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And people will be attracted to you. Remember, your main healers, sometimes all you had to do was just touch their clothes to be healed.
Yes.
Now, here's the thing. People believe that they had to have faith in the person that they were working with to heal them. Mm-hmm. The great thing I'm finding out is, even if you don't believe in me, when I talk spiritually to you, that transformation of energy is actually sent down to your body because of the way that I work. And in the temple class that I was telling you about, that's the way I go about it. We remove everything negative as far as the implants and stuff like that go with you from your body, mm-hmm. your mind, your subconscious, your soul, right. and your spirit. And then we bring down the higher aspect of which you are and the higher energy that will stop that from happening again. So you basically become your own white light of protection against aliens or anything else. Now, I told you before, I could only work with a person from A to Y, yeah. and then they have to learn how to become their own Z.
Yeah, I really liked the way you said that.
You know, and that's why I was talking to you about teaching people how to carry their own energy, which is really important.
So, the other thing is, talk a little bit about the affiliation with implants and the fall. Remember, we talked a little bit about that. I thought that was very interesting.
Are you talking about the fall of humanity?
Yes.
Okay. If I remember correctly, and like I said, we talked about so much, so bear with me for a moment.
That's okay.
Some people believe that our star family is going to come back and rescue us. And that's debatable. But I look at it this way. The human race, if we actually come into our own power, we don't need our star families to come back to save us because we learn how to save ourselves. And that's what I'm saying about the implants. That's why we do need, it's very important to get the implants removed so you learn how to become the spirit of what you came here. See, one of the reasons why I came here, Alexander, was not only to teach people, but to go back into the true digital species of being human. And I've always believed, and I told you this before, that I believe that humans were transparent beings. They could ascend from heaven and earth, and we were the best of the creation of earth, of beings at that time. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I should get into the story. Didn't I tell you that you don't come 10,000 light years to a new planet just to mate with the lower primates? We had to be something more of an higher indigenous species. We were spiritual beings, and I believe that the Anunnaki and every other race that came could realize what we were in the spiritual continuity of our creation of physical bodies.
Now, that's really key. I just want everybody to really get what he just said, which is, why did so many different star, races attempt to come into a lower dimension to reach humanity? Okay, now, you know, basically Jerry's saying, and I was laughing so hard when he was saying, hey, if you want to get it on, and you're already of a higher dimensional, predisposition at that point, why are you going to go to a really low dimensional level to do that? Right?
Right.
Okay. So think about that. I just wanted you guys to think about that. That's a very interesting point. And, go ahead, Jer.
And we weren't. We were not low density at all. We could do a lot of what their machines are doing. And look at the human race. Look at how many people can be healers, or clairvoyant, or psychic, or just have great intuition, or are even empathic to each other. And
very true.
The empathic people can actually feel things that other people feel, but they need to learn how to control that ability so they can become healers to correct or to help someone who they feel something, they're feeling something from another person.
Right.
You know? So we had great gifts at the time, too. You know, as I was telling you, I go back to the beginning of time when I start working with people, before the creation of light, and then find them right at that moment of the split second of, like, when light came into existence. And believe it or not, the one thing I find out more than anything else, at that very moment, we're all created equal. There's no discernment of our energy within universal source.
Exactly.
The only thing that changed was the vibrational energy of what we became in order to live within a 3D reality. And that changed according to the type of planet that was evolving and the density of what we needed to live on that planet with, what kind of physical structure. That's why you'll have insectoid looking beings, or you'll have humanoid looking beings, or you'll have different reptilian types of beings, because it all had to do with the environment of where their sun was located and what type of planet they were living on. But the quest of knowledge and the spiritual connection was always the same.
Now, you said something to me about how there were three particular races that you just didn't mess around with. They had proven to you over and over and over and over again that they were just totally, absolutely of the dark, that they were not supporting humanity in any way, that they were not capable of embracing the light or changing their ways. And which three did you feel that about?
The non-benevolent grays,
okay,
which are basically military, because to me not all grays are bad.
I agree.
Okay. Reptilians.
Okay.
Which are basically a controlling, dominating, self-serving race, in my opinion. And not that they're all bad, but the ones that work against the ones that work against your higher development of becoming spiritual. Anything that stops you from becoming the true enlightenment of what you are, to me, is wrong. And the other one was the Anunnaki.
Okay. Interesting.
And then there are some fallen angels that are also bad.
Now, aren't there some good Anunnaki, too?
There are some good. There's good and bad in everything.
That's what I thought.
Okay, here's the thing. You have to use discernment. And it's not just how you vibrate with them that I told you. It's three things that you have to learn. One is the vibration. How can you get close? Can you be in each other's field of energy? How do you resonate with them? How comfortable do you feel? How do you feel spiritually? You know how we sum people up, you know, really quickly? You know, like first impressions?
Right. Or how much do you feel that you can kind of relax and let your hair down and be trusting in,
right,
their company, you know?
Right. And then when the other thing that people don't talk about, but they do, is how do you harmonize with them?
Good.
How do they flow with your thought, a mindset? Do they go along with your morality, your belief systems, your spiritual growth?
Hmm.
Okay, and in the beginning they might do that, but if they start changing and bring in ideas that you do not believe in, like power of domination of over people, other people and stuff, that's time to start questioning who and what they truly are.
True.
Okay, you have to take the responsibility of always being in your own power by knowing who you are spiritually. And don't look at yourself as a physical component to their present position. If you ever wish to be equal to anything in this universe, remember what you are spiritually to them, and then that connection to God of what we were created from, and you'll always be equal to them in spirit.
Well, and, you know, we're really going through another transformation within the spiritual community from the standpoint that there, you know, there was a period of time where it was very important to seek out, like, master teachers, for example, and have them assist you. And you know what? Frankly, we're all teachers to one another. You know,
true.
Everyone's teaching everyone. And we're now at a place where we really are being hailed to step into our own authority.
And this is why the spiritual alignment is so critical that we were talking about.
The soul alignment?
The soul alignment. Because when you get the soul alignment, I match it up with your spiritual as well. Your soul, your spirit. Your spirit, your soul, your subconscious, your mind, and your body. So they all resonate at the same vibrational energy. So they're in temporal harmony as well, okay? So you don't have conflict anymore within you. One of the biggest things that we were talking about is why we go up and down on a roller coaster sometimes is because when you don't have harmony within yourself, your subconscious can play games upon you.
Yes.
And you don't always choose what is the best action for yourself.
Very true. And then if you're implanted, you even have a double entendre because the implants, as Jerry has confirmed, they really truly are sending out a looping thought pattern. Like, there's a program that the implant is looping. And, we see a lot of this through the emails before they have the implants out. One of the things that many people hear over and over again, we hear people that say that there's literally a audible voice that's telling them that they should commit suicide. Okay? That's one. The second one is we hear people that say, you don't matter. You have no value. You don't mean anything. You hear that program. What's another one, Jerry, that's really big? Those are the two I run into a lot.
Self-worth.
Yes. Just
identity.
Yeah, identity. That's the third one is like, basically literally obliterating your identity.
Oh, and making you and making you believe you have no purpose.
And no purpose. So think about it. That's what we're all doing right now is, we've all been implanted, okay, whether we ask for it or not. And we're all kind of dealing with realigning ourselves so that we can step back into who we really are. But we hear that all the time. You hear like, oh God, everybody tells me I need to remember who I really am. What would you say to them, Jerry?
Like I tell people right now.
Yeah, it's overused,
It is. But the thing is once you take your responsibility of your actions and you stand within your moment of the being present right now and you look at yourself and you say to yourself, I am a 14-year-old billion spirit. I had to learn something. Start showing me what I've learned. And this goes back to teaching the temple again. It's removing the old energy patterns that you've had and start bringing in the higher energy of what you are. And what I found out when I work with people, especially on the soul alignment and the DNA, the more that we remove from them, the more we release that does not serve and bring in their higher self,
excellent.
They will actually feel more in tune to remembering who they are. Because one thing that people should start realizing is intuition will start going up. Knowing stuff that you've never been taught will start just coming into your mind. Because truth is universal. It stands the test of time.
Good point.
And the one thing that we have to realize is we're all going to have underlining the same truth, but the words that we use to convey it is because not all people are on the same level of hearing the vibrational energy of what way we project it. So you and I could be saying in a classroom the same identical things, Alexander, but you'll use different words maybe than I do.
No, I'm giggling, Jerry, because you always call me Alexander. I mean, I'm sure the audience catches that.
Alexandra. I do, and I'm sorry.
And I think it must be a past life thing. I mean, it's just, and we'll get into that in a minute, guys, because that'll be an interesting story. But don't mean to interrupt. Just keep going where you were going.
But once you stand in your own power, and you start aligning yourself to your truth, you'll start realizing that, like with me, I believe because I know I am equal to a lot of the extraterrestrials that are out there.
Good point.
Okay. Because I've worked with them and I've been taught by them, but now I'm teaching them. I'm teaching them what it means to be human. Because I've lived so many lifetimes of being human.
That's really cool.
And the same thing with you. Once you start taking the responsibility of what you truly wish to be and your identity, and your identity comes in from your spirit. Mm-hmm. Your spirit knows who you are, Alexandra. It's just a matter of trusting your intuition when you bring it down within you by releasing the old programming and claiming what you want and then seeing the manifestation of what you have proclaimed come to pass.
Right.
That's when you know you're on the right track. And that's what's been happening with me.
And also, don't you think, you know, the other part of that that's not easy for people is they've been so wounded, they've been so let down, they've been so disappointed, they've been abused, they've been humiliated. I mean, there's just so much scar tissue, so to speak, that just that right there, just allowing their spirit to come through them and manifest is challenging. What would you say to them regarding that?
Well, there's where we go back to the spirit and the DNA and stuff. Because what I was telling you, I think it was yesterday, in fact, the thing about the DNA is you can manipulate it and control it and put in programming that will basically make it so you can't arise to your fullest potential. And you have to override that programming. Some people call it coding, okay? And I call it destruction of your full potential to come back into the light of a physical being or human being at that point. So this is really strange. Remember I was telling you yesterday that when I look at people's DNA, they always all have two strands, but they're also gaining more strands right now?
Yes.
It's not that the two are actually being repaired. They are to some degree because of new energy, but it was easier for us to come into new higher vibrational energy by bringing in new strands of DNA that will overwrite the old programming.
And you also talked about how because the old original strands of DNA had been tweaked so much and had been contaminated so much, it was just easier to start anew.
Yes, and it is.
I mean, that's
and what I found out about that is I know that a lot of people want to have a lot of high, you know, DNA, like I have 32 strands, I have 72 strands. From everything I've seen, very few people have that because energetically, they're not going to be able to use them to their potential because our physical body and density will prevent us from doing it. Mm-hmm. It's just common physics at that point. You can't run a 1,000-watt light bulb if you're only pushing 100 watts of energy into it.
Good point.
You know?
Well, distinguish what you mean by having 72 strands of DNA.
Okay. I've met people that claim that they have, and they'll call them different things. I have an extraterrestrial, I have a spiritual, I have the chakra color DNAs, I have different strands of DNAs from different races within me, okay?
Right.
I have, and people just give them strange names, okay? Vibrational temporal energy DNA, so I can transport myself from one planet to another and stuff. That, when I really look into a person, you don't need that many strands. What you really need is you need the vibrational energy to go through the strands to be able to encompass and literally go through this subatomical particles of the body. They become vibrationally in harmony and resonant frequency with the energy that's actually coming through you, through those strands. So if you have two strands which are DNA of human, and then you have two more, okay? Mm-hmm. So now you have four strands total. With those other two, if you start to use this energy coming in from the galactic center, I'm finding out, and you train yourself or you meditate, you can start developing intuitive abilities. You can truly start becoming, and people have done this, the ability to start being more psychic or being a healer. And it seems like it's a transformation overnight. But it's how you harness that actual energy. And that's why I say, I want to be a one-time healer of the disease that you have. It doesn't mean I can cure your whole life. Mm-hmm. It means that I can go after exactly what I'm looking for within your body and change the resonant frequency of it or create a pattern of energy that will destroy it.
Right on.
Okay. And that is what you actually do. But you have to train your DNA, your new DNA to be actually be able to work with it. And you're getting that because the more spirit you bring into yourself, the more you bring your body from density to lightened energy. Mm. And this is what some people call the rainbow body. I just call it the new transformation of your awakening to your true identity.
So there's like an overkill is what you're talking about within the DNA hub out there. You know, a lot of people are doing a lot of DNA clearing and that sort of thing. So what you're saying is just because of the physical state that we live in at this moment, you know, once you pass a certain number of strands, you're really not at this point capable of using those?
Are you going to know how to use them?
Okay.
If you're still asking, if I have 72 strands, which I don't, but let's say I claim that, okay?
Okay.
I should be transformation from that energy, that DNA information and coding and everything. I should probably have all the answers to the universe, don't you think? I mean, and I shouldn't have no physical problems, and I should have no limitations on what I can accomplish and do, because that DNA basically does resonate with my mind to basically charge it to at least, if I'm not using 100% of it, I would say more than 50% of it, don't you think? Because what's the use of having DNA strands if you're not going to use the incorporation of information within them?
Well, now, I do know a couple people that I'm thinking of right off the bat that claim to have very, very high numbers of DNA strands activated, and they are capable of seeing everything. Like their clairaudience, their clairvoyance is 100%, basically.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because you can do that.
Okay.
Okay, there's two ways that you can do that I know of. One, because you can be born empathic anyway, and that could truly help you more. Or, I mean, you could be born with intuition mm-hmm. and have that ability naturally, and so that just keeps amplifying it. But two, remember I told you it depends on how much you walk in your power identity and how spiritual you are. Spirituality does not mean perfection. Okay? To me, it does not mean perfection. It means that you take responsibility for the actions that you create against other people without blaming them for the actions that you created.
Yes.
Did you get that?
Yeah, and I think that's just a huge, that's a huge sentence for all of us to meditate on.
Okay, so when I work with people, I take the responsibility. Okay, it doesn't mean that I still don't call in masters when I need them,
sure,
or archangels when I need them and stuff, but I take the responsibility of learning from them to be able to come higher in my own vibrational energy as well, to do what they already know how to do.
So
they have taught me how to do something that I had to request.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I always call on my teachers to help me, am I truly learning how to stand on my own?
Good point.
No, I'm not.
Right.
There has to be a point that I say, I take the responsibility to heal this human through this form of energy. And this is what I was telling you about earlier. I claim myself as a follower of the energy of what Christ was teaching. But it doesn't mean I'm a biblical person.
Right.
It means I looked at the energy that he was using to be able to do as he claimed and shown people that he could do. And that's my energy source. But that can go to anyone. I can also do it with Buddha or any other source that I tap into. That is the thing. You don't imitate the person of who had an ability. You learn how to utilize the energy of what they tapped into through universal source to become.
Very good.
That energy. So when you need it, and become equal to all living creation.
Wow. I just kind of went, I went into another universe, folks. Sorry about that.
That's why it's so important to get the DNA, and I wish we could do the DNA first, because once you get the clearing of the DNA, you get rid of the Anunnaki influence. You get rid of the, as you used to call it, the Medusa tentacles, okay, within the back of the ubungatum and stuff like that, or the back of the brain, okay, the brain stem. You get rid of so much negative polluting energy that it's been throughout your reincarnations of time.
I would have to say, you know, since I have undergone the entire series, there's just no question how radical my life has changed. You know, just from everything from empowerment to manifestation to my ability to connect with a blade of grass, you know. I mean, the impediments are not felt, and the constant talk within my head of, oh, well, you know, why should I even bother doing that? You know what I mean? Why should I even bother that? Oh, you know, I've done that 50 times and it never worked before, so why even bother? You know, it really has given me a much bigger zest for moving forward. And I would imagine you hear that from a lot of people.
Yes. And I am very grateful, but remember, all the people that we work with, Alexander, the only healing that I'm truly doing is the healing that they allow me to do with them.
Yeah.
Because they basically truly are healing themselves. All I do is help guide them to the healing of what they need by having the energy and holding that space of energy for them.
Right. Right. And, you know, everybody, we talked about this because we're a two-part partnership here. We work together. He does the actual extractions and healings. I do the alchemy and the support. And I work on such a similar type of process and operation than that Jerry does, and we never even talked about it, right, Jer? I mean, we've just done our own thing, and then we finally actually compared it very detailed yesterday, and I was just blown away that we did so many of the same types of things. And I say to people all the time, when I'm doing the alchemy work, they are present. Their higher self is there. It is contributing. It is motivating the session. It is requesting. It is dictating sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, you're there. And I always call in your guides and teachers that are currently working with you just so that everyone's there to support you and we're in a very loving and comfortable environment. So you're getting everything covered, because even on that level, once Jerry's finished with the extraction, what's the first thing, Jerry, that you feel people need to remember once they've had this finished? Once the implants are pulled out, let's just talk about the implant removal. What's the very first thing that you wish people would remember?
That they're going to go through a new energy shift. That it's time they should look what they want to replace in that energy that was just removed. And that's, anytime you remove something, you should always replace it with something else. And that's what I help them do. But then they should sit down, and because they have cellular memory spots in their body, replace it with love. Meditate for 5 minutes or something with their own self and say, I feel empowered. I am one with my own identity and source, and I remember who I am. And literally give them permission and honor their physical creation for this time. So yeah. They can't be implanted anymore. So they start bringing up their own physical vibration. Remember I told you that I can go from A to Y? But after that implant, this is where we were talking. That it's so important that they understand that now it's up to them to start carrying on what they want from life, what they wish to do. Because once you're no longer under control, you're free.
Yes.
Okay. And then if that means that they need to learn about the different species, or they need to learn about how to stay empowered, then there's where we should either offer them classes or they should go and learn.
Yes.
Because they're not going to be the same people. And some people will feel that change and they won't know how to understand their new identity.
Yes. And that's where the essences and oils come in, is it's such a huge ingredient in assisting you. Number one, a lot of times people don't realize that on the inner plane, what I'm really doing is I'm challenging you. I'm asking you to get clarity with what you want to do with your life. And I'm also initiating you. I'm anointing you, and I'm preparing you. So it's just a myriad of different things, depending on which process that we're working with. But I'm also preparing you so that as you walk away from this whole process, you're doing exactly what Jerry says. You're starting to get some inkling, some clarity, some shifting, some ahas, some hunches, some feelings where, oh, that would be really cool for me to go ahead and do. You know, and even just that small little change right there is huge. That's where the door starts cracking open.
Speaking of what you do, you made me a product and I took it on Friday, and I gotta admit, whatever you did, it vibrates with me really well. I could feel it from the first moment I took it. And I have been taking it.
Awesome.
I don't know if you made it directly custom for me. I think you did.
I did. It's personalized.
Well, I could actually feel the effects of it right away. I mean, as soon as it started going into my metabolism and bloodstream, I could feel my frontal lobes both vibrating. I could feel the back of my head being stimulated, I could almost feel like I was flowing with the energy of it.
Fantastic.
And I want to thank you for making that.
You are welcome.
I mean, I don't normally endorse anything, but I hope you keep that line up, because I find out sometimes when I'm working with people, I should recommend some of the products that you make, because they really do need this to vibrate with their physical body at that moment. And I think it would help them, even if they didn't ask questions, just like with me, what you gave me yesterday, it actually stimulated my mind.
Fantastic. Oh, I'm so glad.
That new product line, or whatever it is that you gave me, that customized anointment or remedy, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, I made you a customized oil blend as well, and I put my alchemy into that.
That was powerful.
Yeah.
And I wanted to thank you for that. I didn't get a chance because I just started taking it.
Good.
Even from yesterday to today, I could feel it.
Fantastic. And that's only the first day.
But it resonates with me.
Yes.
And I hope people don't mind. If I feel like they need something like that, I would like to start recommending that they do take customized products from you, because I have taken stuff from other people, but that blend, like I told you, I could feel it right away. And if you notice, for a moment, I kind of like drifted out of there.
He did, you guys. He was talking to me, and he stopped mid-sentence, and he just went. And I'm like, Jerry, are you there?
Yeah.
But I'm glad to hear that. You know, I am so honored to be really stepping into my gifts. And I got to tell you, Jerry, you've been a motivator as well as a friend in the fact that you've motivated me to say, I want to be the best alchemist on the planet, you know, and that's what I love to do. I love what I do. So, yeah, that's my personalized line. That's basically where if people want an essence that's made very specifically for their energetic blueprint. But I also have a whole line of products for other stuff. So.
Okay. But that particular one, I've been affected by yours before, but this one seemed like it went straight to the cellular level for some reason.
It does. That's where I go.
Okay.
Thank you. That's such a compliment that you noticed that. And well, such a short period of time, too. So
I'm sensitive.
Yeah.
But I was also, when you told me all the different things that you do, how, without knowing how balanced we are within our energy of what we do for the people that we help.
Yes.
The clients and stuff. It's amazing. It's almost like we work in tandem without realizing what each other was doing.
Exactly. I'm not kidding, guys. We never talked about this. I've never shared the details of what I did, because it's a very, as Jerry has said, it's a very intimate moment. I know that all the healers that are listening to this, they can totally relate that when you are working with someone, it's just such, it's almost like being in the bedroom without your clothes on, you know, except you're with spirit. And, you know, because your heart is so wide open and you really want to bring in that light and bring in the ability to assist the person to release what's holding them back. So it's pretty.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
No.
Are you finished?
Yeah, I'm finished.
There was something else that we talked about, or two things. And we discussed this before. Classes for people,
yes.
Things that they could learn to keep going. Because once you have all three, like you were saying, the three processes, and now we even have a fourth, which is the spiritual past cleaning.
Yeah, and I really want you to talk to everybody about this. Now, before you dive in, I just want everyone to know that I kind of hid the new widget up on my column in the website. I just kind of slid it up there. I didn't even make a statement. I didn't promote it or anything. And, you know, we got like a handful of orders, and I hadn't even experienced it yet with Jerry. You know, we just had talked about it, and Jerry had received a very strong calling and wanted to get this going right away. So I went into my alchemy workshop, and I came up with feedback, and that is the same as the implant removal, by the way. It is so massive in how it literally kickstarts a whole part of your new life that those have to be personalized on my end. But I would like, Jerry, please tell them a little bit about how the spiritual past life clearing came about. Because I thought that was pretty neat.
Well, this is different than the IRP, or the soul alignment, or the DNA.
Yes.
This is personal onto you. Not only is it like karmic cleaning, but it's understanding your identity by going back through different past lives of what you were, who you were, and some of your life paths, lives. I hope I said that correctly. But I was thinking about, because I remember doing yours today, and you just flashed when you were, it looked like the 10th century. But anyway, I don't know why that came up. What we do in the past life spiritual cleaning, or the spiritual past life cleaning, is I basically go on a journey with you and find out why you're having the traumas, why you're having the setbacks that you're doing today. What can be changed? What is holding you back? What were your fears? And literally removing blocks or barriers or change in energetic energy within your past. And a lot of people do this, but when you're connected, you can also walk with me if you're in tune and actually see your past lives.
Very cool.
And the other thing is, we call you up and I talk to you and I'll tell you exactly what's happening, and we'll go through and we will spend time clearing those patterns right there on the phone with you, and helping you right at this moment.
Yeah.
Clearing also what's blocking you now from what was blocking you from the past, to find out what type of pattern was holding you back. And the great thing about it is you help create the essence for them.
Yes.
And I tell you, if you do the one that you did for me for them, they will definitely be going through a mind trip at that point.
Wow. It's like LSD in a bottle.
It was like spiritual growth in a bottle. I mean, like I said, Alexander, I don't normally talk like this. Well, maybe I do. I don't know. I just know that it made an effect on me because I felt it right away. I didn't have to take it for 3 or 4 days to feel the effect. I felt it immediately.
That's awesome. That's great. And that's what I'm striving to do. I'm so much like you in the fact that I want the essences that I put out there to be an immediate effect, even if the individual doesn't necessarily feel them.
Right.
You know?
The other thing, just like I do, like with you, how you were telling me that you put people, their bottles inside crystals, and you put their bottles underneath certain energy and stuff.
Yes.
The same thing. Before I work with a person, I actually do, like I told you, a printout of every single person that I do, and I anoint them, and I put them underneath a pyramid grid. I put them underneath clearing rods. I put them underneath sound generation tones. 528 is the loving DNA repairing. And there's different tones that I work with. And remember I was telling you about the guy who does the sound frequencies?
Mm-hmm.
I work with him, and I literally can set up my room to become playing all these different sounds for healing. And since I have your picture out, it basically, with each picture, like on the especially the spiritual path cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
I use different sounds to start helping you vibrate into your common state of being long before I ever start working on you. So, like, if your appointment is on Friday, sometimes I'll start either on Tuesday or Wednesday and already get your picture and have everything done, start working you right then and there with energetic energy, transformation, confirming things. And sometimes I find out that people need a lot of healing, and there's where this spiritual past life cleaning comes in. It's doing all that healing that they truly need.
Yeah.
You know.
And I got to tell you, by the way, your camera's frozen again. But I have to tell you, I really felt such an amazing presence and warmth. And I felt the whole experience. It was beautiful. But the main thing I have to say, folks, is the information afterwards when he told me he must have looked at probably over 50 lives that I have had, and he was able to look at the pattern, and I know this is going to surprise a lot of you that I was a male in quite a few of my lifetimes, right? He was able to explain to me when I stepped fully into my feminine and what century that was and what was the one thing that really just derailed me, and Atlantis, by the way, what was I on fire to do now, and where do I go from here, and what exactly is my ultimate thing that I need to accomplish? That you cannot even put a price tag on. I mean, seriously, I'm still reeling over some of the information you gave me.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's really, really, it's really good. And I already have my essences and oils made for me, so I'm ready to go. So it's going to be quite an interesting experience. But I do recommend you check it out. We do have a widget on the left column of the website. There is a page up there that you can read up on it. I have to say, of all the people that have done it thus far, everyone has had a radical shift in one way, shape, or form. And it is one of those things, if you really want to clean out your closet, this is the way to do it. Huh, Jerry?
Yes, it is. And then if you wish to keep it clean by bringing in what you truly want, and we talked about this,
yes,
offering classes to our clients that will actually keep them in power.
Yes.
Because they won't have fear, because fear will be eliminated from their psyche.
Yes. And so that's the next thing we want to talk to you guys about is, I've always had a huge desire when I started Galactic Connection to be a one-stop shop, to be able to be a hub that provides a multitude of different types of things that we really are all needing. And this we all know that Jerry and I do a lot of work with the healer community. We want to be there to provide that safe and secure and, just try to be experts in our field, so to speak. Because we need to be that to support all of you. I take that very seriously. And so with all the emails that have come in, we really want to address the ongoing daily activity of just simply having to walk through this matrix, having to cope with the dissonance when you get to such a high frequency. And so we are going to start throwing some classes. Now, Jerry, do you want to talk to them a little bit about that? It is broken down into three parts, right?
It is. That would be becoming a master through living through your temple.
And I love it already.
And that's basically learning how to become who and what you truly are by getting rid of that does not serve.
Yes.
From your Z point of being. So you can literally create anything that you want. in order to do that, and I've seen the manifestation in me actually happen with other students as well, once you stop believing that the outside world controls you and the only thing that limits you is your belief internally, you can change the whole world around.
Yeah.
In fact, that is why I keep saying I wish and am to be a one-time healer.
Yes.
On that particular disease or something that you truly have.
And not only that, Jerry, we're at a time right now where we really need to clean up everything that has occurred on this planet. Nobody's going to do that for us. You know, we do have support from our galactic brothers and sisters, but we still have to be the ones to kind of jump out of our youth and become fully into our adulthood. You know, and with that adulthood, we do step into becoming mastered, meaning mastered in what our special gift is. Because every one of us has an incredible, beautiful gift to bring forth. We all have such a uniqueness and an individuality, and we should never lose that. Never, never, never. So what I like about these classes is he's describing how to align the body, soul, spirit, subconscious, ego, and the kind of the daily goings on of just being this very high vibrational spirit, but having to kind of step into a low vibrational environment.
True. Well, I'm teaching classes right now, and like I told the students, we don't live in a world where we can go to a monastery for 20 years to become pure.
No.
And what the temple does is it took me a year and a half to actually get to where I wanted to be. But now that I'm there, you've seen the changes in me. I have said on this date things will start happening, and they do.
Yes.
I've taken ownership of who I am. I have no doubt of my purpose, my identity, or who I am anymore. I live it. And that's the thing. Once you start doing that, you actually walk your walk.
Yes.
And you're going to be able to tell the difference because, like I said, a student comes to learn from a teacher, and the difference between them is the student will learn the information but talk some of it and probably live none of it or very little of it, okay? The teacher will talk it a lot more but only walk a certain percentage of it.
Mm.
And that's how you can tell the difference between them because of the way that they react to the world around them.
Yeah.
But a master gets to the point where not only do they teach the information, they're walking what they proclaim to be true onto them.
They're walking and, in impeccability.
Yes. And you can see that. They don't even have to tell you who they are because you can feel their energy resonating from them.
Very true. And I just feel it's like screaming at me that we all need this kind of support because we are going through radical changes. I mean, within our bodies, you know, within our thought patterns. Even if you're not doing anything, right, Jerry? I mean, it's like there's so much changing that we're just trying to kind of cope with that alone.
And that's true. And one of the things I teach people is, and this is an old paradigm, is stop depending on the white light coming around you.
Oh,
or having
yes.
other people bring white light to you.
Please
become
talk about this.
Your own white light.
Are you there? Are you there, Jeff?
Yeah, okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. But talk about why you tell people. Yeah, your screen's frozen again. Tell me why you tell people not to pull in their white light.
Because when you're in a group of people, we all have different vibrations. We all harmonize at different resonant frequencies, okay?
Right.
And I don't know who you're bringing in. I don't know what you're bringing in, even though I know it's supposed to be benevolent. But even the higher entities, like at one time Lucifer was of the white light, and he still believes he is. He just has a different preconception of what God plans was for creation than his own.
Right.
So Lucifer can even come into white light, even if you're saying no non-malevolent beings. Because if you don't look at yourself that way, you're going to just follow the energy. Because it's vibrational, it's not the name. Okay, that's what I'm saying. You have to learn to change your perception of understanding what energy is. We talk about vibration all the time, but do you really understand what vibration truly is? And you have to understand that entities, they can think of themselves as being of light because they think that they're vibrating that vibration. And I know people say, no, they're dark, they're this and that. To us, they are, because we would not do the same impulsive things that they would do. We're not as immoral, or we're not as corrupt and stuff like that as they are. But if you're in that paradigm of thinking, you're thinking you're doing the right thing. That's why there's so many different forms of government, so many different forms of religion. Because they think that what they are doing is right for them at the time. And you can't tell a Muslim that their faith is any less valuable than a Christian,
Yes.
because it's a mindset.
Right.
But they can both say that they are of the light, can they not?
Correct, absolutely.
And that's why I'm saying, don't bring in the light. Learn how to become the light of your divine own creation. And that's what the Becoming a Master teachings are all about.
Okay, now with that said, I was in a very large meditation one day with a large group of people. And one of the people said, "Oh, well, if we all have good intentions and we all just come from a position of love, then we don't have to worry about any kind of darkness. We don't have to worry about any psychic attack or anything like that." What would your response be to that?
I would basically say that it might be true unto you, but for who I am and what I know, that doesn't work for me. Because you're not going to take the responsibility. Will you take the responsibility of anything happening to me if your light contaminates where I am at energetically? Because what happens if I am on a lower vibration than you?
Exactly.
Or what happens if I'm on a higher vibration than you? And you can't handle the frequency or the energy that I'm bringing in.
Okay, and another thing is if somebody is not on the same, we don't even have to use high and low. Let's just say they're not on the same vibration frequency radio station as me, okay? So they may not be privy or focused or in, what am I trying to say, predisposed to assuring that their field is very anchored, for a lack of better terms, to prevent a dark being from coming through my light.
Very true.
Okay, so this is where I have issues in the spiritual community where, yeah, we can all have great intentions. Yeah, we can all come from a position of love, because I really don't doubt that with anyone. But
Right.
where it really gets down to, and it's not a criticism, it's more we just have more work to do, folks. I mean, we're just starting all of this out, if you think about it.
True. And who better than you to know how you resonate and vibrate with your own divinity of self?
Yes. So, and I've said this to people before. I mean, this is why I'm not a really huge proponent. I'd be curious to hear what you have to say about this, because I've never asked you. But I'm not a huge proponent at this stage, okay, of these big massive meditations, okay, that they're doing right now, because it has absolutely been proven that the darker factions on the planet, they know a lot They know how to finagle and manipulate these energies, because think about it, guys. They've had a long time to analyze us and figure us out, far more than we have, because we've been under a veil. So they know how to extort those frequencies for their own benefit.
True. Like you're trying to say, and you are saying, the darkness rarely ever works against its own best interest.
Correct.
You know, it is the perfect wolf in sheep's clothing.
Right.
And that is why it comes down for you being responsible to truly understanding who you are. So you cannot be taken in by a falsehood belief of someone else being able to give you what you already have onto yourself, your own light.
And that's just huge right there. That statement right there is just massive. If each and every one of us worked on that alone, you know, we don't necessarily have to be in group meditations to get that, folks. We are each and every one of us individually extremely powerful souls. What I usually recommend to people, Jerry, is to tap into the guardian grid. You know, send in your frequency, your energy, your transmission, whatever your message is, send it into the grid. It doesn't necessarily mean that we have to all on the planet get together. I mean, we do need unification. But I guess my question to you is, what is the most effective way to unify?
By not fearing each other in our own individuality of where we stand within our complacency of what we bring forth to each other.
Wow.
And what I mean by that is, and it goes back to this recent thing, how do I vibrate with you? How do I resonate with you? And how is our harmony in the same identity of what we wish to create for humanities?
Mm.
So even if you came to me wearing sheep clothing and you're a wolf, because I stand strong in my identity, I would be able to know that and you would fall from me.
Vibrationally. So
vibrationally.
Okay.
Because you would not be able to match the other two criterias.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the unity comes in from serving the best interest, in my opinion, of all of humanity, regardless of our belief systems, so we can unite within what we're trying to all gain, which is the higher vibration of enlightenment, to become one back into source, in the aspect of how we live in harmony upon this whole planet in unity, so we don't have this conflicts of war, of poverty, of one person believing that they're better than another person because of a physical location of birth.
Mm-hmm.
Our identity, of which we bestow upon each other because of a wording of a name, like you're an ambassador, or you're this, or you're that, okay? But we see each other equally as spirits, and what we have achieved in our growth and unification of how we have connected to Source to become the best of creation again.
Right. And also just to respect one another for the gifts and the power that they carry. I mean, how cool would it be if all of us were totally in our power? There would be no necessity for competition. There would be no necessity to feel intimidated. There would be no necessity to feel like you have to sabotage or to feel insecure or to feel unworthy. All of that would go out the window if we all fully acknowledged our own power. And it's not like what you're saying, Jerry, is it's not power coming from your ego. It's power coming from your heart and from your spirit. It's a very different way of feeling powerful.
Yes.
You know? Wow. So tell us a little bit about the classes, the temple classes. Just give us a little bit of a lowdown on that. And just so everybody knows, we are both preparing to go up to East Seti Ranch. I will be a speaker at East Seti Ranch, James Gilliland's conference that he does every year around July 4th. And I'm honored to be up there to speak. I cannot wait. So I invite all of you to come and have a lot of fun and come and play. I've already found out I will be speaking, I believe, Thursday morning. So please come and see us. The tickets are really reasonable for the whole weekend, and there's going to be some very interesting stuff there. As everyone knows, this is an area that has a gazillion portals and a lot of UFO activity and quite a bit of contact activity, which we're planning to hope to do ourselves. So while we're preparing for that, I may or may not get these classes going before we leave. I don't know, Jerry. I don't know how busy you are and how busy I am. But this is our plan. This will be going up shortly. And we're going to start going to present them through a teleconference kind of layout where you'll have his handouts on the actual screen as you listen to him talk. And then he goes through some experiential stuff too, right? That's in the second one.
Yes, the first class is actually, I broke it down into three parts.
Okay.
Because the first class is the overall information. The third class is the second class is fine-tuning what you learn and seeing how your monitors and everything are working for you and fine-tuning them. And then the third is actually whether you see the results of what you are trying to manifest, and if not, why.
Perfect. So getting the feedback, making sure you're actually implementing, you know, it's kind of like, you know, when you go to a seminar, Jerry, where they get you all motivated. I mean, I used to be in sales management, sales and marketing, and I remember going to these awesome weekend seminars, and I would come home and I'd be all fired up, and man, you know, I was just on fire. But that would kind of peter out within about 5 days. So, how are you overcoming that?
Because what I'm doing is, on the first initial class, I do give you information, I give you the booklet, and we go over that, and I have you fill out a questionnaire before we even start of certain things. I
Cool.
make it really simple. I make it so you work on one thing instead of a whole bunch of things.
Right.
And then to see if you can see the transformation of that energy coming in, okay?
Perfect.
And then when we come back to the second class, we talk about, because I don't know what you wrote down, what you basically wrote down, whether it was applicable, and is it, you know, because if you're saying, I want $1 million, okay? That's too big to the universe. So we will redefine things for you. I'll help you try to actually what you need right at this moment,
Well,
okay? To
Jerry,
get the million.
not to interrupt you, but I don't know if it's too big for the universe. I think it's more like it's too big for the belief systems of the individual.
Well, it depends on how you go about trying to get the $1 million. Remember, anything that you do takes work. You have to put energy into it.
True.
I'll give you an example. One of the things that I want to manifest this coming year, because I wanted to travel.
Right.
And before the third month into this year, I had an opportunity to go to Egypt. Expenses paid and everything. But I didn't have my passport. So how badly did I really want to go to Egypt? Because I didn't set up the groundwork to actually accomplish what I wanted. I just told the universe, this is what I want. And it said, okay, here's an opportunity.
That makes a lot of sense. That happened to me last year before I went to Africa. I didn't even have a passport. I
Right.
was deliberately not having a passport for a while. So.
Yeah, so when you ask for something, you have to be reasonable in your quest when you try to manifest it.
Very good point.
And that's what I will help show you.
Cool.
Because you do have to put the energy into it to get it to come back to you.
Sounds good. So what do you recommend that people have the past life clearing after they've done the IRP, soul alignment, and DNA activation? I know we've had a conversation about that.
It would help because it would make things come to you a lot easier because you'd have a lot less clearing to do.
Right.
But if you want to take a year and a half or whatever it's going to take you to clear what is of your why right now, because that's what you're going to be working on, a lot of the Z. So if you want to take on the Y and Z at the same time, you can. It just depends on how long it will take you. And the temple, would it actually help get rid of your implants? It would if you once you vibrate to a high enough energy to be able to stand. Like, luckily for me, I work with a lot of different extraterrestrial races. I work with tall white Zetas. I work with benevolent grays. I work with praying mantis. I work with the Palladians, the Nomens. I've seen different races. Some of them I don't even have names for, mainly because I'm bad at names, but I've worked with them.
And definitely he's bad at names because he can never even remember my name.
Yeah, I know. I even call you the wrong name. But one of the things I do is I command them to leave your energetic energy field so you can find out what it really means to be human. So you have the opportunity to come back into the full essential essence of what we were in the beginning of creation. And like I told you yesterday, one of the things I'm doing now is I'm creating my new temporal body for my next incarnation if I plan to come back here. I don't want to have all the limitations that this physical body had. I want to have a higher energy in my next body where it has such a high frequency. I don't have to worry about diseases. I don't have to worry about a long lifespan. I don't have to worry about contamination of my physical body because I could get rid of it. I will be more in tune to remembering the knowledges through all my past lives instead of having to wonder who and what I am. I'll walk into my purpose of knowing why I'm here in my next body.
Fantastic. And definitely what the processes that we're providing people are definitely putting them on that same track now.
Exactly.
And the past life clearing, you said, is the biggie for that, right?
That's a biggie.
Yeah, okay.
The more you understand about yourself, the easier it is to also have unconditional love and forgiveness for yourself.
Yes, which is one of the number one issues I see so much in my work anyway, is a lack of forgiving ourselves. Now, talk a little bit about animals, because I just thought it was so cool when you were talking to me about what happens to the animals when we decide to bless them with these processes.
Well, the greatest thing that happens is they...
What? A dog barks in the background. Did you guys hear that?
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry about that.
No, that was classic. Anyway.
Well, one of the things that means someone's coming home. So one of the things I found out when we do animals, when you remove the implants, even though they might not be activated, you can deactivate them and you can stop them from coming into their next life. Okay?
Awesome.
But it's really through the DNA that you do that. All things that I've seen on this planet, because of the contamination of DNA and things that we've done through gene manipulation and everything else back in the past, and we're doing that now too, it almost seems like there's no pure DNA upon the people, including myself, that I've worked with.
And the animals, right?
And the animals.
Yeah. They've taken a heavy hit as well.
Right. Because they need to have that continuing from carnation to carnation to incarnation to incarnation to incarnation.
Okay.
And that's how you can keep the coding going through everything.
Right.
Okay. And that's on the DNA. But it doesn't mean that you can't have implants within an animal. Okay. Because, for example, let's say an extraterrestrial physically showed up to your door. Okay. And came in. Most animals will start barking or even sometimes attack extraterrestrials. Because if they're non-benevolent, they don't normally have feelings, you know what I mean? And how do most people communicate to their animals?
Very lovingly.
Right.
Yeah.
So a dog can sense the danger or the presence of something that shouldn't be coming in, just like when the dog started barking.
Right.
But then they recognized the owner or whatever, and so they stopped.
Right.
But if they were a complete stranger, they would probably still be barking by now.
True.
So you implant animals, but you can't really manipulate an animal. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's no advantage in it.
Right.
So what you do is, if you're there, if you want to paralyze the dog, make them go to sleep, it's easier just to activate a device within them, whether it be through the DNA, and most likely it is, or through an actual physical implant. But most of them are not activated because there's no need for it. But the whole thing is when I work on an animal, I dissolve them. Remember I told you I go through, and if I can't deactivate them, then I can remove them by changing the molecular structure to accommodate within your body so they're benevolent instead of controlling or non-benevolent objects.
Cool.
And so that way, it's also a great idea for them to get the DNA process on that so they don't carry it with them to their next life and they basically come in pure.
That's the part that I was just so excited about. So you were mentioning to me, I mean, this is months ago, you were saying that just in doing this for our pets, we are receiving blessings.
And you are. Because look what you have done for an animal that
so cool.
cannot protect its own self from being implanted.
Right.
But look how high you're raising the vibrational energy. So that next being, when it comes in, if it chooses to be human, doesn't have that contamination because the filters that cause that have all been cleared from that person. So now they can truly walk in as a remembering being, like, I don't know, like an indigo or something, but not have the trauma or anything else. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then by that, look at the reward that you give onto yourself through the spiritual connection of raising up the vibrational energy of the whole planet. But that's also purity of heart at that point, because you're not only thinking about yourself, but a truly living, breathing, you know, other spirit.
Yeah.
That is a great gift. And I believe that you're rewarded from that. I believe your spirit guides and the universe sees you doing that. In some ways, you'll be blessed.
That is just so cool. And aren't you also literally assisting the animal in evolving to another, you know, a higher state of consciousness, like where they take their leap maybe out of the animal species and they might possibly go to something else?
Spiritually, they can do that. But what you really have done is, you know how they say dogs have an intelligence of?
Definitely.
You're basically helping them bring up their own intelligence by removing blocks and barriers just like you do within yourself.
Wow.
Because there's no more impedance.
That's so cool. Unless it's Harley, who's like so intelligent, he's scary. He's just scary. Your screen's frozen again.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody, for being patient with our video problems today. Go figure.
Okay, I hope that fixed it.
Yeah. Well, so is there anything else that you would like to review before we tie things up here?
The only other thing, and We'll talk about this later, maybe. I know it's important, but we've had a long interview. Remember I told you that at one time there was nanotechnology and it was really easy to see?
Yes, I do want you to talk about that. Thank you for reminding me. Yes, so explain to everyone. I was not that familiar with the nanites or whatever.
The nanotechnology?
And until Pam started telling me about it when she was, you know, doing all the implant removals, and she's telling me about it, I was like, oh my God. So explain to them the difference and what nanotechnology is and what you're finding now.
Okay, nano to me was more technical based. It was mechanical.
Okay. Like little miniature robots.
Right. Miniature tiny little robots, okay? But you could see them. You could actually see the outline of them. And you could trace them back, and you could basically just wipe them out through overriding their circuitry by sending a high voltage charge through the body.
Interesting.
Okay. But now they have a new technology. That's coming into people, and it's biotech. To me, the first time I saw it, I didn't understand what it was. But remember, when I read people, and you know how I put my hand over your hand?
Yes.
I had to go really deep to understand this new form of technology, because it mimics almost like live living tissue within the body. But it moves. That was the crazy thing. It moves, but it can move because it's biological. It almost fools the white cells into believing that it's part of your blood system or your liver or your kidneys or your lungs.
So it's organic, plus it's technological.
Right, but the mechanical part is in the center of an organic film of almost like living tissue.
Whoa.
So it's harder to detect. And the only reason why I probably even got to see it is because I can go in and I can almost act like an MRI machine.
Yeah, because you're so medically intuitive. Yeah.
Yeah, and I know I'm correct because I talked to someone. I told them what I've seen in the blood. And then they have actually told me what I was seeing. And like when I see little white sparks go around the blood, they were telling me that was the white blood cells actually attacking a disease within the blood system.
Isn't that fascinating? Or so when it's like an yellow, electrical response then.
Yeah. Or when I see yellow or green around the blood cells, they were telling me what that meant.
Very cool.
Or sometimes I'll see blood all clumped up. And then I will see energy around that whole clumping. So they have shown this because he does blood testing or whatever it's called with this really great microscope.
Uh-huh.
And the blood forms different energy patterns when it's underneath attack or it has a disease in it or when it has fatigue or anything else. And there's where I need to learn to go a little bit more in depth and go in and check when I see certain blood types or whatever, what does that mean?
Right.
But this new form of biological implanting, as far as how it goes into the system, like I said, it's really, really small, but because it acts and mimics almost like the part of the body that's attacking or connects to, you can get rid of it, but you have to almost trace down the central location of its brain. Because one thing I thought about it was, it still doesn't act independent of each other. Although I think that's what they're trying to do. Get it so it becomes a single cell of survival instead of always mechanical, that needs a central location source within the body.
So it's not operating like a group mind, like, you know, the nanotechnology is.
And no, I didn't get that picture. Although, because it does have a center nanobite in it,
okay,
it still needs a central control.
And who do you think is initiating this type of technology? Is it military?
Without getting shot?
Hey, you know, I just had to ask. Your screen's frozen again.
Okay. I told you something like that would probably happen.
Wow. That is so disgusting. And you noticed this. Tell everybody when you started noticing this, by the way.
Last year. Probably about February of last year, maybe January.
Okay.
And it's not. I wasn't looking for it. I would ask this, because when I scan people, I always say, "Show me your truth."
Right.
Show me what's happening to you. And when I was doing that with this one person, they showed me these little things. They're brownish in color. And they like have little tentacles, so they can move along the body, so they can actually, like, it almost seems like they can swim through the bloodstream and get to where they need to go.
Well, keep us posted on that. And just so everybody is aware, the other thing that I've been working on is I finally got my system, which is a radionics-based system. This is just to assist me with more extremely detailed diagnosis. And it works with homeopathy, which I know many of you know I'm really into that. And so I'm very excited. That's what I'm in the process of implementing as well. So you'll be hearing about that shortly, too. We have so many new things going on, huh, Jerry? It's like,
yes, we do.
I mean, a ton of stuff is going on. So we're very, very excited. And the main thing I want to stress to everyone listening to this interview is we really are dedicated not only to helping us really take back our own particular gifts, but we're really dedicated to all of you first and foremost, as well as the planet, but you, because you are the ones that are going to lead the pace, you're going to lead the trail, you're going to determine how this all unfolds with this new world that we're walking into. I mean, we are it. You know, we're on stage, it's ready, the curtain has already been pulled up. So we're doing everything in our power to try to create an entire system that covers anything that you may need. That's basically what Jerry and Steve and Romeo, who's my assistant, I have another new blogger named Madeline, and Jerry and myself. So just so you guys know, we are really working hard behind the scenes to get this whole thing going.
You know, one quick thing. I know that we're going up to East Eddy.
Yes.
And I know that there's a lot of people working for disclosure.
Yes.
But I truly believe that it will be people that, like you and I and Steve and James Gillian, that will actually make disclosure truly happen. I don't count on this government for anything.
Ooh, good point. That's a really good point. Yeah, it's kind of like, do we really trust them? Because even if they say they want disclosure, which they are doing little by little, they're doing soft disclosure right now for sure. You know, I'm always looking at them going, what is their alternative motive? You know, are they really completely, utterly in pure, you know, unadulterated desire to serve all of us? And that's like, you know, that just doesn't go in the same sentence with government.
I agree with you there.
You know?
And that's why it comes back to, as we become higher in vibrational energy, and we create a safe haven, not only for ourselves, but our star family as well, they will be able to show themselves, because there won't be fear or red flags going up, because we will be able to calm the people or the masses through our knowledge and teaching.
Exactly.
How aware they are of their own identity.
Correct. And remember, folks, that's really what we're doing, is we're getting ourselves pristinely prepared to be the new walking ascended masters on planet Earth. We really are. That's what we're working towards right now.
So, amen to that. I agree.
You know, I really believe that in my heart. But, Jerry, thank you for all the work you do. I mean, I know that you are just so dedicated. You just fire me up every time I talk to you. And I'm sure many people that watch you, they don't really get an opportunity to see you on video, which now everybody, you can see why. It only stopped working like, what, 9 times? But anyway, thank you for coming on today, and we will try to do these more often. We're talking about how we can start regularly keeping you guys up to date on what's going on, the intel. We'd also like to start pooling our resources with all of you out there throughout the world and what you're seeing. So there are just so many exciting things coming on board for Galactic Connection. We do appreciate your support big, big, big time. Please continue to check our blog. If you feel compelled to donate, please do. It does cost a lot of money to keep this service free. And just continue to send us good thoughts and good vibrations, because we're doing the best we can. So sending you all love and light. Please check out galacticconnection.com. And if you have any questions, you know how to reach me. There is a Contact Us tab up on the top of the menu. And Jerry, thank you so much.
No, thank you.
You can also reach Jerry, of course, through his... What's the name of your little site? You have a little site that you put together. He doesn't have hardly any time to build a website.
The easiest way to get me is through I'm In Touch, I-M-T-O-U-C-H. The numeral 7 at gmail.com.
Okay.
Or you can go to your website.
Yeah. Or you can send it to our website, because there's only one of him. And quite frankly, he's like not of this world. So he's...
I have an idea from now on.
So he does more phone than email. Anything to do with typing or writing, he's really not into it, by the way. But anyway,
that's
thank you,
personal.
Jerry.
Oh, Alexander, from now on, when we get together and we have those 12-hour sessions.
Yes.
Let's record them.
I know. Because that's crazy when we were
communicating. Yeah, stuff that we talk about.
We were just mind-melting, guys. I mean, it was just so much stuff comes in. You know how that is. Like when you connect with somebody really on a soul level.
True.
So anyway, lots of love, Jerry. I love you. Thank you for everything you do. And I love all you guys. You guys are awesome. I hear this all the time from the people that I interview, where you end up purchasing their services, their products, or you contact them or whatever. I hear it constantly. So thank you for supporting me. Thank you for supporting Jerry and all the other wonderful people that I bring on to Galactic Connection. Lots of love. You guys have an awesome week, and we will talk to you next week. You guys take care. Thanks a lot.
Take care. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye.